Genesis. Is it too controversial?
Answers with Ken Ham, host of this July's National Apologetics Conference in Tennessee, which will help you defend your faith.
People sometimes write and tell us that by taking Genesis literally, our ministry is supposedly divisive and unloving. Well, how do we respond? First of all, I think we need to look at the Bible to understand what it teaches about division. We're told that there was division because of Jesus Christ and that he actually came to divide. We're also told in Scripture that men love darkness rather than light. When you shine light, and that is the truth of God's word, into the darkness, there's going to be division. Frankly, that's inevitable. So you see, when we oppose evolution of millions of years and insist that people believe in what the Bible teaches in the book of Genesis, there's going to be division. That's because the majority of people don't want to accept God's word as written. To be honest, I'd be worried if there wasn't division, as long as we preach our message for the right reasons.
Many people think the Bible cannot be trusted because Christians can't offer answers to questions like, where did Cain find his wife? Well, Ken Ham gives the answer in a fascinating booklet, and we'd like to send 10 of them to you for your donation of any size. It's a great witnessing tool and makes for some great reading. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or get the booklets on our website of answersoffer.org.